Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are now joined by Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck, who got the news last Tuesday that you would be the starter. And it's Tuesday today, but it's different, right? Last Tuesday was a short week, went to L.A. early, probably a lot more interviews, everything was different. This week, along those same lines, must feel a little different, a little more kind of comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, a little bit less of the unknown as far as just, you know, we know what we have to do coming in this week, and that just get right back to the grind. We got to find, you know, how we can attack the Panthers this week, and I think there's a, you know, a little bit of sense of let's get back to work here.
And as Coach Moore said, there's no perfect place to start, right? Go look at the schedule, mm-hmm. right? Look at last week. Look at the upsets last week when you had to go, I don't want to start in Green Bay. That'd be a terrible play. Well, Carolina goes in and beats Green Bay. So there's no easy place. You must have felt the same way.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, man, let's just go do it. What a better opportunity is it going to be than the Rams, who, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the NFL right now. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to be able to go out there and play with the guys. And, you know, it was frustrating to not start fast. And I think that was kind of the thing that we got to get, you know, we got to be able to start faster, running the ball, get, you know, some more shots down the field. And I think that's kind of part of the plan, is just to create some of those more opportunities. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to do that. And it was good to just get out there, get your feet wet a little bit, and kind of be able to get after it.
And really kind of unique in that you had taken snaps in SoFi. And that mm-hmm. doesn't always happen for your first start on the road, and you played him in the preseason. And, you know, again, I'm on record. I hate the building. You know, maybe from a playing standpoint, yeah. I mean, with the sunlight and then shade and everything.
No, it is.
But you had some familiarity.
Yeah, correct. It is a unique place because it's almost like a greenhouse in there. You would think it's it's like nice, but it's almost extremely hot because it's just everything kind of cooks in there, which you wouldn't expect. But I think you're 100% right. I think somebody told me, you know, especially when you played in the NFL for so long, but once you've been somewhere twice, there's a comfortability factor, because I remember going in there in SoFi in preseason and almost every stadium since, like, you just don't know what you don't know. You don't have a routine yet necessarily. And that's kind of was the intentionality. And then throughout the coaches and the staff, and for me to kind of build my routine, get a comfortability factor. And then now you're kind of coming into this place again, and you know what to do, and now you can go out there and operate.
Yeah, you know where the locker room is.
Yes.
Although it's even a crazy place where that's concerned. And you, maybe not, but I don't know what the Rams would have done. If the Rams had won the toss, they could have easily taken the ball, because it felt like that was their motive, you know, going in, that they were just going to try to hammer away as early as possible. But that wasn't the case. First off, you know, Cam's calling tails. Mm. That's a given, right? Win the toss. It's a minor thing, but it's about, hey, confidence, go out there, we believe in you, take the ball. And it didn't happen, but guess what? It didn't happen earlier mm-hmm. when the Saints took the ball. But it was a vote of confidence. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's different strategies to both. You know, obviously, you know, they won the time of possession in the game, but, you know, insurmountably by a lot. And I think that was kind of the main thing. And so it's just sustaining those drives, and it's kind of the biggest factor, whether you get the ball first or not, you know. And it came kind of, we fell short in the third quarter because they were able to come out there and hold on to it for a while. So at the end of the day, you kind of just, you learn from it. And I think there's benefits to both.
Yeah, there's those two areas. The first quarter, close. I mean, you had the third and seven, got six, then you had the sack. I mean, not being able to move in the first quarter, unfortunately, it's not a you thing. It's been a team thing. The Saints have struggled in the first quarter. And then the third quarter must have been equally as frustrating, because your defense last week, you know, against, mm-hmm. you know, Tampa was just stout. But to sit over there when you had just gotten within 10 mm-hmm. and they had an almost 10-minute drive, had to just be, God, just get me out there somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think from a momentum standpoint, and especially in the NFL and just football in general, is such a big thing. You know, I think going into the half, we felt really, really good about it. And, you know, we weren't going to get the ball back. You know, was hoping to be able to get it, and I think it would have flipped the switch a little bit. And I think at that point, it just was really tough to get things going. Then you have a turnover right almost immediately, and it feels like, man, we got to start getting going here, or we're going to be out of it. So I think a combination of those things, and it's really great for me to see, just because it's like how valuable each possession is, and especially in that middle eight area, to kind of get things flipped whenever, you know, you're not always going to start fast. You know, people are going to, you know, have a really good drive, but
yeah, they have a script too. I mean, your scripted plays, they have a script too.
Yeah. They, somebody, you know, whenever I was a high school coach or a high school player, somebody told me the defense practices too, man. You don't have to get so frustrated if it doesn't go out the exact way you think it's going to go, because it's not going to. So, but you got to be able to manage those ebbs and flows. And, you know, ultimately, we didn't do that well enough as a team.
Feel pretty confident that you are as hard on you as anybody in this building. So as you've seen the clips, they used to be video, used to be tape. They're actually clips. 15 of 24, 176, the one sack. The 27-yarder, the one pick, we'll talk about. I mean, it was, you know, fourth down. Mm-hmm. You could have thrown it away and not had a pick. Big deal. Still, you're giving the ball to them. Mm-hmm. How do you look at your performance and kind of, I don't want to put a grade on it, but just tell me what you thought about it.
I thought it was encouraging from a standpoint of I didn't come in and I didn't feel that there was any nerves or there was any, you know, hesitation from a standpoint of I'm going out there and attacking. I think from a decision-making standpoint, there's really only, you know, nothing I really would have done differently. There was a throwaway play that looked like I was throwing it to Alvin that I could have found Jawan on. You know, we were hot, could have maybe thrown it, dumped to him across the middle, and we could have had a positive play. Nothing too crazy, but would have maybe had that back. And then, you know, maybe a scramble play to kind of continue and utilize my legs a little bit more. But throwing the ball, decision making, all that stuff, I think just kind of continue to build on that. And then, like you said, the interception is, I'm doing exactly that every time on fourth down. You got to go make a play. And we were trying to get the ball to Olave and had to reset back and was hoping Sheed would kind of come back down the stem on that scramble. But they're just kind of how those things go.
We're going to talk about some of the specific plays. Take a break. We are talking with Saints starting quarterback Tyler Shuck, and we will come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and you are listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck. I know your name is not spelled S-H-U-C-K, but I want you to see it because I've only ever spelled it S-H-U-C-K. Because there's no way I would ever say it. But then when I go look up stats, I look up S-H-U-C, and I'm like, where is he? Yeah. I have to go back and forth.
Nobody's
I bet you must have lived this your entire life.
Yeah, 100%. Kindergarten, elementary school sucked trying to explain that to other people.
And they're like, how?
Yeah, no way. Some Scottish, German, European stuff. You know how that goes. I don't know. But once you learn it, it's kind of hard to forget it, I guess.
You came in late in that preseason game and to really get to work the two-minute offense. But then, don't get me wrong, we're not talking about the preseason game. I think it's the worst kind of barometer of much football. But you got that opportunity after the Joshua Cardi miss, who really, I think it was just trying to miss Justin Reed. Justin Reed was so much in the picture. So you get it under a minute. And I want to talk about some of the completions. And we'll get to the Olave play and, of course, the Juwan Johnson. But to me, kind of first, that first pass to Shaheed, 13 yards, got to the 42, took the immediate timeout, and then just that play alone, there's the deep pass in between and then the Juwan Johnson. But in those two plays, the Juwan Johnson 8-yarder to midfield took a big hit. Now you're at midfield. Mm-hmm. Now you've used two timeouts, but there's 36 seconds left. Now you've flipped the field enough to where the pressure is now on the Rams if you putting points on the board. Mm-hmm. Correct? You feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in those two-minute drives, in my head, you know, you have to evaluate how much time do you have and how many yards do you have to go? And obviously timeouts. So if you have timeouts and you can kind of operate normally per se, so you're trying to get positive yards, you're trying to get big chunks, but the less timeouts you have, the more chunk plays you have to get. So throwing a 5-yard out of bounds isn't necessarily the best play. It's a safer play, but sometimes you can be a little bit more aggressive. And she just ran a really good route, and we had Olave over the top as well. He was getting doubled quite a bit throughout the game, just from a game plan perspective, but got a big completion, and then, you know, they kind of were sinking a bunch, and that's where you can kind of throw it under to Juwan, and he had a really good spot-up route to catch it. And like you said, you're in a more favorable position to where you can kind of start making some decisions.
When you let the ball go to Shaheed, which is just a go route, and I don't think there's anybody that can cover him. Emmanuel Forbes was on him, former, you know, top draft pick in the first round with Washington. When you let it go, it had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it felt good. I didn't know if he thought I was going to throw it that far. I was like, man, you don't ever like keep running, especially like I'm gonna sling it out there. And I think he said he lost it.
He lost in the sun.
I know he kind of stopped a little bit, lost it or something like that, but. Just, you know, stuff like that, you know, it happens. But it was kind of good for all the guys to see go out whenever you're like, I don't care if they're off or if we get the right look, we're going to go out there and attack it.
So then now it's the play to Chris Olave. And this is one of the things that Kellen Moore talked about yesterday, and that a lot of quarterbacks will back up and then go back into the side to either side. And you went up and to your right. I feel like the play initially was designed for Olave over the middle, but by the time you transitioned to the right, he kept going. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was just, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. We were trying to potentially throw something underneath and to Sheed, and they kind of buzzed out quickly underneath it and took away that window. And just, you know, obviously a huge emphasis, especially against a great pass rush, is to, you can't set the pocket depth too deep. And I can continue to be better at that just in general, but you don't want to take too deep of a drop, and obviously you want to be moving up. So a lot of those escape lanes and, you know, just big plays are had, whether I'm running it or you find it over the middle late. So I knew Olave was going to be in that general area because I knew that what his route was, obviously. But he just did a good job kind of staying friendly and found him late.
And as I would assume, every quarterback learns, if you go backwards into the side, the defenders, defensive ends, and Byron Young and Josiah Stewart and Jared Verse and all of them, their speed is just too much. And on every team.
Yeah, no, I mean, I learned that earlier on. You know, I think a lot of, you know, the easy part in college is you just take a drop and then now you can run around and escape this way and still stay on the move. But, I mean, 98% of the guys are faster than you, so they can run the hump and then continue to chase you down. So you have to be able to escape in different angles. And you know, it changes every single time, but that's the general thought of what the best outcome is going to happen.
So after the catch, there's a penalty, and I want to get to the spike, right? So you're going to spike the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Deuce and I had seen this before where the defender dives underneath Kobe Turner.
Yeah.
And it's any defender. This one happened to be Kobe. Were you expecting it? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw you point at him
after. No, that was something that we talked about. I knew he was going to do it, and he still almost had it. And that was impressive because I took a step back, because a lot of times when you spike it, you just kind of quickly.
Yeah, straight down.
Just straight down. So I took a step back, kind of gave him a yard or a half a yard, and I was like, oh, man, he still got pretty back there. And I don't know, it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, kind of dangerous, but I don't know. I mean, I get it. I don't know.
Well, he comes in with his hands literally palms up.
Yeah.
And if your quarterback's not paying attention, although my next thought is, and I did not play the game, not shocking, I'm sure you probably knew that, is that if you kind of wait a half a beat, he's coming. It's going to be an offsides. Clock's going to stop, and you're going to get 5 free yards because he's coming on that almost first sound. Your first movement.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of a little bit of a hard deal because when you're clocking it, you want to clock it as soon as possible. Right. So they know you're probably going to do it on the first sound. So you don't really want to fake clock it, but you can maybe wait, take a step back after you receive the snap. So it was just kind of one of those deals where you maybe just take a little bit more of a step back.
So you mentioned that Olave was getting doubled, and it looked like Olave was running just a corner route, you know, flag route, and it looked like defenders went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pass to Juwan, you know, was he just kind of went to the spot of the three and sat, right?
The touchdown?
Yeah, the touchdown.
No, we were actually trying to throw it to Avele there. You know, we were trying to get him the ball and on that touchdown right there, singled up. And
where is he, on the right side?
He was on the right side by himself, yeah. So we were trying to scheme some stuff up to him, and then it ended up not, you know, they sat back there and doubled him. And Olave just kind of cleared the coverage out. And then really the ball, like, never really goes to Juwan on that progression. Usually never happens that way. Or it's just kind of there to occupy those defenders and then just kind of be an outlet. And we were able to kind of find him right there, which was just kind of a great progression and kind of to goes back to the preparation of all the guys of, like, you know, this is what we're hunting, but it might not happen, and you got to be able to find the answer.
Now it kind of feels like that play is different for me because that would have been your third progression to get back to him, right?
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes kind of at your comfortability, at least at this juncture, even though there's, you know, under 10 seconds to play.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for sure when you got the clock wind down. You're trying to throw this ball to Vele, the big target in the red zone, to kind of choke it down and then also move on to the next one. And especially to get that first touchdown to Juwan was pretty cool as well, who's been my friend for a while.
You know, you had a timeout, but those 3 yards that he gained were, you know, if he gets tackled, then now you got to call a timeout. Now you got to run a play.
Yep.
I mean, those were huge, right? Those 3 yards that he was able to get in the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, that's just yards after the catch wise, him being a physical force down there, that's what he's the best at. So he did a really good job of kind of catching and splitting two and getting vertical.
It was his 20th. It was your first.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the ball?
It's already back here. They're the equipment guys. They're my guys, man. They're putting a little like inscribing on it or something like that.
You got a spot for it in the house?
Yeah. The equipment guys, they got it sent back to New Orleans, and I got a little uh, little room at the house or something, we'll probably maybe hopefully start a collection.
Yes, please. Let's hope there are more. Take a quick break. Tyler Shuck, Saints quarterback. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints starting quarterback Tyler Shuck. And your family was with you this week in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
And having an athlete, his wife, Jordan, who played mm-hmm. soccer at Oregon, one of the things that Jeff Nowak had said before the game was that, hey, that's cool that you're starting, you know, but she's an athlete. She's
yeah.
like, yeah, go out and win.
Yeah.
You know, you just starting's a good part. Now go win, man. It's got to be having that kind of support who's an athlete that kind of knows it's got to be cool.
100%. She's been that for me my whole life. Our whole relationship is kind of, in general, you know, media, football, fans, team, like everything is built to either pump you up mentally or break you down, you know, vice versa. So she kind of understands that dynamic is like, dude, you haven't done anything yet. You might as well just like go out there and have some fun. Like, just don't suck. And, you know, verbatim. And I was like, you know, and whenever you kind of have a bad game or maybe you're having a rough day, it's like, dude, go out, you believe in yourself. You're gonna be fine. She'll give you the kind of that boost. And I think that's kind of the, you know, what you need from your teammates, your the people around you, obviously the people in your corner. So it was great to be able to get out there and see her, and then obviously continue to kind of build each week. We got to do
long college career, but really, you know, the Oregon situation because of COVID and playing behind Justin, and then not having the surgery with the collarbone in 21
mm-hmm.
probably impacted 22.
Correct.
And then the fibula in 23. And this is a weird question, but they weren't tendons. They weren't MCLs. They weren't ACLs.
No.
Right? Does that change?
Yeah, that was kind of the narrative that I wanted to at least convey to a lot of teams and evaluators and obviously to the Louisville staff, which they received, was like, you know, at Oregon, I only played the 6-7 games and I was playing well throughout that time. And then at Tech, I didn't get surgery the first time I broke my collarbone. It was kind of a this or that. You know, I wish I did. Some doctors, I think 100% you should always plate and put screws in the collarbone. And the first time I got hit again next year, I broke the same one. Right. So it was just really crappy deal. And then once I got it plated, I was, you know, back playing and we finished the rest of the year undefeated. And then the next year I just got tackled by a hip drop, which is now banned in the NFL.
That was UT?
No, that was West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I broke the collarbone against UT. But I mean, I think the biggest thing that helped me out so much and kind of throughout this whole process was the mental side of it, was I got to come back from a lot of that adversity and understand that nothing was really given to me, even though I may have felt I was deserving of a starting job, of whatever it may be, of, you know, going to the NFL, and you kind of had to go earn it, and it kind of freed me up mentally. And even coming out in the draft, you know, I was, you know, I'm obviously labeled an old guy and I am of age, but I'd still played the least amount of games out of everybody, as far as I didn't start from a freshman, played 50 starts in college and had all this time to be evaluated, to where I kind of had the mental maturity. But at least from a starting standpoint, I had started a bit. But I feel like there's so much room to grow.
Do you know that you already have a Dan Patrick shirt? There's a Dan Patrick show. They have T-shirts that they sell, and when you got named the starter, they have a shirt that says "Shuck around and find out."
Let's go, man!
And they actually spelled it correctly. They didn't spell it like me.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. So finally, just a few quick ones. I had spent 3 years in Lubbock. I was from the Virginia area. I don't know if this is an Arizona thing, but you have some Justin Ropers. Yeah, did you have them in Arizona, or is that a...
Arizona's usually got quite a bit of everything, but I haven't had that in a while, though. I will say the food in Texas, I was like, there's no way it can be beaten. I moved down to Louisiana. I was like, okay,
oh yeah,
now, this is pretty good.
I mean, but they win chicken fried steak.
That's
what Lubbock wins. Murphy,
mm-hmm.
loving New Orleans,
loving it. New Orleans. Yeah, loving it. I mean, I think we got a pool and all and everything. So I think that's probably her favorite part about living here is the hot weather. That means we usually are outside and in the water. So, but it's kind of, you know, November now, the weather's feeling really, really good, which is kind of the best part of the year, I'm hearing, which we're loving.
And then finally, you have you had a chance, you and your wife and Murphy, I mean, to kind of, I don't know, take in New Orleans a little bit. I mean, it's OTAs, mini camp, camp, LA. It's tough, but have you had a chance at all?
Nah, not really. From, you know, as much as we would want to do, I would say. And I think this offseason, and obviously hopefully continuing forward, just to continue to pour into the city and do Mardi Gras and all that stuff. And it's so hard whenever you're, you know, week to week, and but, you know, it's part of it, which we love. But I think we're really looking forward to getting out there and exploring some more.
Well, congratulations. It's been a blast. It's going to be, you know, just enjoy the journey. Just like Kellen said, just enjoy the journey. And that's at Carolina, then a break, and then you'll get a taste of the Atlanta rivalry. Mm-hmm. You get to do something Spencer didn't. Spencer only played Tampa Bay. Mm. That's it. Played him three times. He never played any other NFC South team. So, you know, continued success, and I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.